ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Good Sunday morning to you. Welcome on into the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, back at it for another week. Week 8, of course, which is already underway after the Rams dispose of the NFC North rival Vikings. Welcome into your home of the Chicago Bears. We will have all of your Chicago Bears coverage coming up later today. Of course, there's a 3:25 kick. That game was flexed to the CBS primetime slot today, so all the nation's eyes will be on the Bears and the Washington Commanders, and that is a perfect place to start here in just a mere moment. Quick reminder, if you want to jump on in, 312-332-3776. I'll help you set your lineup. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Jeff underscore Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R, or if you say X. And, of course, you can always give us a call at 312-332-3776. As I mentioned, all eyes are on the Bears, and not so much because of the Bears, because what's going on the other side of the ball? Let's start there.
Hand fake to Robinson, taken by Daniel to run over the tackle with ease, untouched. Touchdown, Commanders.
All right, so will we get the showdown between the number one and number two overall picks in the 2024 draft? Of course, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. Is that what we're going to see? Well, all indications are that that is likely to be the case. Now, Jaden Daniels, according to the NFL insiders, your Schefters, your Rappaports, is going to have to, of course, prove in the pregame that he is good to go, feels pain-free, or at least free from pain enough where he can go ahead and do what he normally needs to do. So, looks like Jaden Daniels is probably going to play for fantasy purposes. Have yourself a backup option in case. At this point, I think we feel pretty good about using Jaden Daniels week in and week out. He's been so dynamic. If he starts, I think you probably want to roll with him. But, as I mentioned, it's a 3:25 kick, so if you're going to wait on him, you're going to have to make sure you have an option in the fold, ready to go in case he is a last-minute scratch. One player we do know will be returning this week.
Play action, take two, a back to throw, wants a deep one. Downfield, he's got Tyreek! Tyreek at the 40, 35, 39, down the sideline he goes! Touchdown, Miami!
All right, so we finally going to be able to start our Dolphins. That is the question. With Tua returning from concussion protocol after being placed on injured reserve. Well, what do you think, Tyreek Hill?
We're back, baby. Strike up the f***ing band. We're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's go.
All right, so there you go. From Tyreek Hill's mouth. The band is back. Start me this week. He channeled his inner Stringer Bell.
I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Understand me? Backup.
All right, so according to Tyreek Hill, start him. I think he is dynamic enough with Tua back under center. I am finally feeling comfortable using Tyreek Hill. In fact, chances are you probably rolled with him 2 weeks longer than you needed to, but we can feel good about starting Tyreek Hill. Jaylen Waddle, not as good because we've seen plenty of times him go silent when Tua was under center, but I think if you don't have a lot of the options you love at wide receiver, maybe you're dealing with some injuries, I think you could probably go ahead and use Jaylen Waddle back again as well. I think the Dolphins' offense will look much better this week than it has in 4 weeks since Tua left the starting lineup. However, not as lucky with everybody we were hoping for.
Joe is ready. Catches a shoulder, high snap. Throws.
Boom.
Caught by Higgins.
Boom.
Touchdown!
Nice.
Bengals!
All right, so T. Higgins suffered a quad injury. I think he suffered it on Thursday, had a setback. As of Friday, things were not looking good. As of late last night, there's now pessimism that T. Higgins will not play today against the Eagles. This was actually the game the Eagles versus the Bengals that was flexed out of that original 325 CBS slot that the Bears and Commanders was moved into. So, looks like Joe Burrow will be down a weapon in that game. We do know on the other side of the ball, there's surely a man who has definitely been ruled out. This was yesterday.
Hurts looking. He dashes out to the far side of the field. He's going to run. He's going to throw. He's got a touchdown. He's got Goddard.
He does not got Goddard today. Jalen Hurts will have to operate without Dallas Goedert, and that's a pretty big blow for fantasy purposes because Goddard, at times this season, has had a couple of big games where he's been very productive. So he's out yet again with that hamstring injury that he suffered a few weeks back. So no Dallas Goedert for the Eagles today.
Lamar throws over the middle. Touchdown, Ravens! Zay Flowers on the receiving end. And the Ravens don't need a field goal this time down the field.
All right, so Zay Flowers, last we saw him on Monday Night Football, dealing with an ankle injury. He is listed as questionable. He is expected to play, but with the caveat that he's going to have to test it in pregame workouts and make sure that he's available. Baltimore visits the Cleveland Browns today. We already know that Deshaun Watson is out for the Browns. Jameis Winston will be under center. You don't want to start Winston, obviously. In regards to the receiving options for the Browns, don't really feel great about using Jerry Jeudy. In fact, I would advise against it. David Njoku, if you need some tight end help, maybe, just maybe, Winston benefits him a little bit. So you have to believe the offense sees an uptick ever so slightly. As bad as Deshaun Watson's been playing, it's impossible to be worse. So no matter what, even if Jameis Winston is turning the ball over, I still think the offense has to operate better. It, like I said, it cannot possibly be worse than it was this season.
Off the hip of Carr, who takes the snap, looks to throw, does throw, looking for the end zone. He got a lot of edge to get both feet in.
Got one.
They say touchdown for now. Touchdown for now for Chris Olave.
All right, so the Saints host the Los Angeles Chargers at 3:05 today, and Chris Olave will be back. He was not on the injured report on Friday. Derek Carr, however, is still listed as doubtful. Don't expect him to be the starter today. Taysom Hill, though, will return for the Saints, just like Olave. He was not listed on the Friday injury report, so you get a wide receiver and tight end back. As for Alvin Kamara, he is expected to go, even though he's listed as questionable. He is, though, of course, dealing with some bruised ribs and a broken hand. So that Saints offense has not been the dynamic force we thought we were getting after the first couple of weeks. Spencer Rattler back under center for the Saints. I don't know how great I feel about using any of these weapons. Maybe Taysom Hill is somewhat intriguing because of the way they use him around the goal line. Olave, you probably feel like you must start him. Rattler fed him before that concussion, so maybe you're okay with Olave. And, you know, Kamara, I think we can get to the point where we can actually wonder, is it worth using Kamara without Derek Carr under center? Really depends on the options you have available to you.
Play clock at 5. Here's the snap. Dalton throws for the end zone. Brought in by Deontay Johnson, who chucks the ball into the stands. A souvenir. And it's 6-0 Carolina.
All right, so Deontay Johnson is listed as questionable. We'll have to check on him as we get closer to game time. No definitive word either way. In fact, the biggest news regarding Deontay Johnson last night was that he is possibly a trade target for teams that are looking for some wide receiver help, for those who may not have had an opportunity to cash in on three of the big receivers who have already been traded. We do know that Cooper Kupp was, for all intents and purposes, removed from the trade rumors when Sean McVay put that to rest after Thursday night's game. It helped, obviously, that the Rams won, and they're right back in the mix for the NFC West title. So that means that Deontay Johnson could be the most interesting name available at the trade deadline, or at least remaining name available. Today, he will not have Andy Dalton throwing him the ball. If he is available, he'll have Bryce Young, as the Panthers go back to him. Andy Dalton was in a car accident on Wednesday, suffered a bruised thumb, so he's not going to be available. So that does hurt Deontay Johnson a little bit today. I'd be a little concerned about using him, not just because he's listed as questionable and he's a bit banged up, but he's going up against the Denver Broncos in Denver with Patrick Surtain likely to shadow him quite a bit. Don't love that matchup for the Panthers, especially with Bryce Young throwing him the ball. That does not feel like a great recipe for success. So I'm inclined to say you're probably best off benching Deontay Johnson today, despite what Panthers superfan Steph Curry would have you believe.
Always great to visit with you, Steph, and stay well until the next time, all right?
Absolutely. Go Panthers.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that indeed if you're using any Carolina Panthers.
To the line of scrimmage. Richardson goes out of the gun. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor pushing that pile forward. Crossing the goal line. Give it to him. Yes, sir. Touchdown. INDY on the opening drive of the game.
All right, so Jonathan Taylor will return for the Colts today. They certainly could use him in fantasy lineups. Certainly could use him as well. They are in Houston to take on the Texans at NRG Stadium. That's a 12 o'clock kick. So Jonathan Taylor, chances are you want to get him back in that lineup. No more Trey Sermon, no more Mike Gottesen. We can go back to using Fred Taylor comfortably for all the fantasy football owners out there.
In the gun, first and goal at the one. Shotgun snap to Smith. The handoff to Walker. Bounces outside. Runs over the right tackle and goes in for a touchdown.
Three-man rush. Geno steps up. He's going to throw the end zone. Got DK. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. What a bullet thrown by Geno Smith.
So we have two there. Kenneth Walker III was dealing with that illness. He's been removed from the injury report, so he should be good to go for the Seahawks today as they host the Buffalo Bills. DK Metcalf, though, listed as questionable with that knee injury. I apologize. He's doubtful. So we're not expecting to see DK Metcalf today, which does hinder, I think, the biggest blow here. Obviously, I don't think you feel, even if he was active, I'd be very, very squeamish about using DK today. The question is, how do you feel about using Geno Smith, who has been somewhat of an answer for fantasy football owners out there at the quarterback spot? He's been piling up the yardage. Without DK Metcalf, not necessarily as inclined to use him today. Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett both see a little bit of a bump. So if you're in a pinch and you need to use them, they are, I guess, a possibility. Although I'm getting a little bit away from using Geno Smith if I can.
They run it with Etienne again toward an O-line touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown run by Travis Etienne and the Jags in the end zone for the first time today.
All right, so you're not using Travis Etienne no matter what, but this does, I do believe, affect Tank Bigsby. Bigsby had a monster week last week for the Jags against the Patriots. They are taking on, or hosting at least, the Green Bay Packers, the Jags are. And so Travis Etienne is listed as questionable with that hamstring injury. He is being called a long shot to play. If he does not play, I think you want to use Tank Bigsby. Seems like he's got some big play ability that you can kind of count on for fantasy purposes. So if Etienne is inactive, which again, they're saying is a long shot to play, if Etienne is active, that does cloud things up a bit. Not feeling as good about using Bigsby if Travis Etienne does indeed be active as the noon kick today. Jaden Reed for the Packers, he's listed as questionable, although I think all signs point to him being a go for the Packers. In tonight's Sunday nightcap.
Wants to throw, does, toward the left sideline. Open is Deebo Samuel, breaks a tackle at midfield, down the sideline to the 40, chugging to the 30, slips through a tackle at the 20, and he'll take it all the way. 76 yards from Purdy to Samuel, and a 9-0 San Francisco lead. Purdy pats the football, throws to the right side for the end zone. Oh. It's caught by George Kittle, and he drags his toe across the line for the touchdown. George Kittle.
So what you did not hear is a Brandon Ayuk highlight. We know that he's done for the season. suffered that nasty knee injury last week against the Chiefs. So we do know that Brock Purdy and the Niners will be down without Brandon Ayuk, but it looks like both George Kittle and Deebo Samuel are expected to play today. Kittle dealing with a foot sprain. He seems like he's definitely a pretty easy start. And this is the tough one. Deebo Samuel, what do you want to do? He, of course, had pneumonia last week. He was active, but only was out there for four snaps and certainly wasn't feeling good. Ended up having to go to the hospital because of said pneumonia. So the good news is that Deebo, as the week progressed, continually increased his work at practice. So all signs point to him looking like a active player today. But do you want to roll with it? Pneumonia, that's something where obviously I don't think anybody would be super surprised if he is indeed on an actual snap count. Not one of these, you know, just, hey, heads up, NFL insiders are telling us that he's going to be limited in his participation, like Puka Nacua was supposed to be on Thursday Night Football, right? We saw how that went. Deebo, I think you can be a little bit more cautious with this week. Now, he can certainly rip off a big touchdown, and that would make your week, but I am going to be playing it safe regarding Deebo Samuel. I have him in a couple of leagues. I am turning to some other wide receivers who I feel a little bit better about, and as we go through the show today, if you want to throw your Deebo questions at me, feel free. I think this is going to be a case-by-case basis on how I feel about Deebo Samuel against the Dallas Cowboys tonight on Sunday Night Football. As for Monday Night Football, it is the Giants against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Not a whole lot of injuries really concerned about. In fact, for fantasy purposes, I think you're starting neighbors. Najee Harris with Jaylen Warren. I mean, you're probably using Najee and Jaylen Warren in PPR. You will. And Pickens, I think you got to use him and roll him out. Now that Russ looks like he can use Pickens' abilities to the best of them. All right, that is the key injury news for Week 8. Again, I am Jeff Meller here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. talking fantasy football, getting your Sunday started ahead of a full day of Bears coverage on ESPN 1000. As always, the Fantasy Football Show is presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. Love them indeed. They have been with us for the presenting sponsor for the third year now and hopefully a long time after that. 312-332-3776. Lines are jammed right now, so keep calling. If you hear someone drop off, give me a ring and we'll try and get you in before we wrap things up at 8 a.m.
Mayfield, end zone shot. What a beauty, but incomplete for Mike Evans. And he comes out of there grabbing the hamstring as Baker dropped it in, but Evans injured at the start. Here's Godwin for a first down, and now he's... Oh, no. He can't get up.
Oh, no, indeed, and he would not get up. Chris Godwin carted off the field. We saw Mike Evans, of course, writhing in pain with a hamstring injury. Godwin is done for the year. Mike Evans is gone until it seems like at least the bye for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as they host the Atlanta Falcons. I think the fantasy insight here is that Baker Mayfield, very difficult to trust today against the Atlanta Falcons. I'd be looking for other quarterback options. Welcome back on in. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Here with you every Sunday morning starting at 7 a.m., hanging out until 8. And, of course, we are your home of the Chicago Bears. As I mentioned off the top, just reaffirming, it sounds like indications are that Jaden Daniels is going to give it a go today for the Washington Commanders. Now, again, they're going to have to test out the ribs, see the pain threshold pregame, but all signs are pointing to the Commanders trying to use Jaden Daniels today against the Chicago Bears. Of course, we'll be covering it for you all day long right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew gets things kicked off with Tom, who is in Bridgeport. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Two of these receivers for not PPR, Marvin Harrison, Chris Olave, or Jalen Tolbert.
So you need two of those, Tom?
Yeah, 2 out of 3 on PPR.
Sure. So, you know, Tolbert's got that tough matchup against the Niners today. I know they're I've been thinking about this one all week because it feels like if not now, when will the Cowboys ever get the best of the 49ers? They've had the bye week. They certainly are catching the Niners banged up and beaten up, so, and also not playing their best football. But at the same time, Marvin Harrison and Chris Olave are just on a different tier of wide receivers for me, Tom. So I'm still going to use them over Tolbert right now. You know, if we're talking CeeDee Lamb, that's a different story. He's the one guy who you're usually convinced is going to eat for the Cowboys offense. But in regards to Tolbert, I can't recommend using him yet over Harrison and Olave. I still need to see him become more of a focal point in the offense, you know, a 1A to Lamb's 1 in that case. So I'd still use Harrison and Olave over Tolbert. Let's try Scott, who's in Merrillville. Scotty, what's up, my man?
Hey, how's it going, my good man?
Good.
I got the running backs here. We did this last week, and by the way, I asked for 3 out of 5 last week, and you nailed it. I got all double digit with these running backs.
Beautiful. That's the way we love it, man.
Yeah, and the ones on the bench were no good. So a similar question. I got Devon Achane, let's see, Jordan Mason, and Josh Jacobs. I've got Bijan as my main guy, so I ain't going to play with him. Mm-hmm. But I need 2 out of those 3. I also have Tank, and I saw that it really looks like Travis isn't going to play.
Yes.
So I know my original question. I'm just throwing Tank in there, too.
Sure.
But I need two of those guys.
Okay, so, yeah, Bijan, I'm with you. Locked in pretty much every week. Can't see. Is it PPR, Scott, or standard?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's full PPR.
Yeah, and then I always ask that because that does sometimes factor into making the decision, especially, I will say this. So Tank Bigsby, I think his real weakness here is he is not really a pass catcher. They don't utilize him in the passing game at all. D'Ernest Johnson actually is the guy who sees an increase in value when ETN's not out there. What we see, obviously, is Bigsby's going to get a lot of carries. I'm a little reluctant to use him because you've got so many great options, Scott. For me, Jacobs, I'm still locking him in, especially against Jacksonville. And then it comes down, I'm going to say I would use Mason against the Dallas run defense over Achane.
Yeah, and also with Achane, I have Waddle on this team. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing with Achane. I'm like, man, I'm really putting a lot of stock in Miami. So you're saying rest one more week with Achane, see how it happens.
Yeah, you know, and I do think that the Dolphins' offense will go back pretty quickly to being what we've, you know, it's not the 70-point monster that it was, you know, in week 4 against the Broncos last season, right? It's certainly the motion. Some teams have caught up with it a little bit. They lost some critical offensive line pieces in free agency, so it's not nearly as good as it was last year. But at the same time, it's just much better with Tua operating. And, let's wait on Achane. Let's kind of like – he's also – you know, he played last week, but he's returning from a concussion as well. So it's one of those things where I think you have great options, Scott. No need to rush it back with Achane.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you. 312-332-3776. That's how James in Orland Park got in. Jimmy, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? I had a bad week last week. Ayuk and Olave,
Godwin.
Godwin went down. So these receivers, I'm really in a bind. It's half point PPR, and I have Olave and Dobson right now, but I'm wondering if I should put in McMillan and maybe pick up Tillman or Pearsall off the waiver wire. And I just want to know your thoughts.
So, no problem. I would still start Romeo Doubs this week. He, you know, Jordan Love, I think what we're seeing for fantasy purposes, he's going to generally pile up the yardage. So I think you're feeling good about using Dobbs, you know, but that's a tough blow to lose both Ayuk and Godwin. Pretty rough. Jalen McMillan, he's my bench stash. I actually mentioned him. He was the guy that I highlighted when I do the ABC7 streaming show with Dion Miller every Friday. So I love that you got Jalen McMillan. Keep him on the bench. Let's wait a week to use him because you've got some other alternatives, James. In regards to the other, you know, Cedric Tillman, I know he got a lot of targets last week, but I'm not rushing out to pick them up just yet. So I think you've got the right people in your starting lineup this week, James. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. CJ, you're on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, Jeff. I have a half PPR wide receiver question for mm-hmm. number 3 slot. I either have Michael Pittman or Jalen Tolbert.
So, yeah, I talked down Jalen Tolbert to an earlier caller, CJ, but in this situation, just with, boy, it's hard to trust Anthony Richardson getting anything done. And, you know, especially in PPR, I don't think you can count, or at least half point PPR, I don't think you can really count on any consistency for Pittman. I think I'd actually use Jalen Tolbert over Pittman today, because Anthony Richardson as a thrower has really shown me nothing these days. So, you know, if Flacco was starting, it'd be a different story. But with Richardson under center, I'm going with Tolbert.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Good luck today.
You too, CJ. Thank you. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-O, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, you touched on a lot of my guys here that I have a question on. I need three of these five in a PPR. And right now I'm looking at sitting Debo and Kamara, but Debo, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Hunt, and Kamara.
So, yeah, I think you're right there. I'm with you, because the one person who makes me a little bit nervous is starting Swift over both Kamara and Debo. You know, I'm with you. I definitely want Taylor and Hunt in that lineup there, Dave. In regards, you know, it's tough too. I think the player in me risk adverse with Debo would be a little reluctant to use him. I mentioned it at the top. The pneumonia scares me a bit, because I could see him getting out there and still having some residual effects where he plays maybe 20 to 30 snaps, but we don't see the usual workload. So this is one where I'm like, I'm going to wait a week on Debo and just kind of, you know, let it play out. I'm not going to beat myself up too much, because the truth is that none of us are going to know what Debo is capable of until we're watching him, you know, midway through the first quarter tonight. So it's really just, you know, a guessing game with him. So I'd say, and then it comes down to Swift versus Kamara. And honestly, with Rattler, I haven't been overly impressed. So I think you've got the right three in your lineup, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Good luck today. Same. Thanks, Dave. Let's try Ryan, who's in Schaumburg, who's on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I got a quarterback dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow or Caleb Williams?
Boy, oh boy. So this one, yeah, I love the matchup for Caleb, Ryan. But I'll be honest, even though I love the matchup and I'm in the bag for Caleb, I really like, as a Bears fan, what they have going right now. And it's a homecoming, interesting, you know he's going to want to show out. But at the same time, Joe Burrow against an Eagles defense that really has done nothing consistently. I'm not starting Joe Burrow. In fact, I am starting Joe Burrow. The double negatives. Boy, oh boy.
Okay, I just thought with Higgins out, maybe.
Yeah, I hear you, but Ja'Marr Chase is still playing. So, you know, against that Eagles defense, I'm still using Joe Burrow.
Okay, well, thanks, and good luck this week.
You too, Ry. And you know, it's a fair point. You know, T. Higgins, as I mentioned at the top, not expected to play for the Bengals today against the Eagles, so it's a fair concern. But most days I'm going to ride with Joe Burrow. I feel pretty good about using Joe Cool. 312-332-3776. Taking your calls on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Looks, fires into the end zone. What a duo there!
Those were few and far between for DeAndre Hopkins in his time in Tennessee. Will we see lots more touchdowns now that he will be catching passes from Patrick Mahomes? That is the question. Now, my advice would be, let's not start DeAndre Hopkins today if we can avoid it. Little more enticing as an option in PPR formats, though definitely not in standard. I'm waiting a week. I want him to have an opportunity to acclimate him to that playbook, Andy Reid's Chiefs offense. I would expect that he will have a much better go of it in the second half. So I think he certainly is a viable option in fantasy. It will be interesting. And can he save Patrick Mahomes this season? I think that's the real question for fantasy owners out there. Patrick Mahomes, it has been a brutal year for fantasy purposes all year, despite the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are still undefeated. In fact, the lone undefeated team in the National Football League. They're 6-0, and yet Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in interceptions with 8. He's only got 6 touchdowns. It's been a brutal year for fantasy purposes. I think this is the sliver of hope that Mahomes owners may have, is that now you finally have an option who can step in and replace Rashi Rice. But if you really start to think about it, even if Hopkins comes in and does a really good job of kind of picking up the Rice role now that he's done for the season, it's still probably going to be similar. I think the Chiefs, the way they're going about it, they know their defense is outstanding, if not the best in the league. They know that they've found something with Kareem Hunt. They can rely upon him. I think they can also kind of lean on him heavily over the next couple of weeks, you know, whether it be a couple of months, in hopes of maybe getting Isaiah Pacheco back later in the year, maybe when the playoffs roll around. We've seen it now. Kareem Hunt has given them some stability in the backfield. So I think they're going to continue to kind of operate. However, I will say this. With Mahomes, I'm using him this week. You'll recall that during training camp in August, the Las Vegas Raiders had a puppet, and they were joking around, a Patrick Mahomes puppet, and they were talking like Kermit the Frog, making fun of Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes was asked about it at the time, days after it was revealed that this was what the Raiders were doing, and Mahomes had a very terse comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the year. Kind of stuff like that happens. It'll get handled when it gets handled.
It'll get handled when it gets handled. Today's the day it gets handled. The Chiefs go into Vegas. I think it's been a rough year for Patrick Mahomes owners out there. This is not the week to bench him. Maybe it doesn't go according to plan, but there's extra incentive against a bad Vegas team that can't really sustain drives offensively. I think there's going to be lots of opportunities for the Chiefs to score points. I think when they get in close, don't be surprised if Andy Reid gives Patrick Mahomes plenty of opportunities to run up the touchdown total, whether they be shovel passes near the goal line, which we've seen the Chiefs do quite famously quite often, or just short little hook passes near the goal line. I think Mahomes is probably in for a pretty big touchdown day. So today's the day not to bench Mahomes. Let's wait one more week, and we'll see how the introduction of DeAndre Hopkins goes this week, although I expect he won't be fully acclimated until we get a couple weeks in here. 312-332-3776. Let's try Mike, who is in Montgomery. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I got a question for you. It's a full PPR. I need two of these four receivers. I got Marvin Harrison, Rashad Bateman, Romeo Doubs, and Jaden Reed.
And you need two of the four?
Yeah.
All right, so Marvin Harrison, I'm still using him. I know it's been frustrating, but I'm still using him. And then, you know, it's week in and week out, it's tough to know who Jordan Love is going to turn to, whether it be Jaden Reed or Romeo Doubs. I think Jaden Reed, though, has an opportunity to exploit a matchup against the Jags in the slot where they have been deficient. So I think Jaden Reed's the play this week. Mike, I'm admitting, though, you never know. Sometimes the matchups just dictate where Doubs and Reed week to week. It's going to be hard. It's a little bit like flipping a coin. But I think Jaden Reed's the more explosive player, so I would use him.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy.
No problem. Thank you, Mike. From Mike to Mike. Mike in Mount Prospect, our oldie but goodie. Mike, what's going on, man?
Very oldie, babe. Back from Michigan. Closed the cottage up in northern Michigan, and now I completely forgot when to call in. The show was already half over, but thanks for Justin for getting me in here.
No worries,
all right, I've got in here all the injuries, but I got McLaurin as my flex home against the Bears, mm-hmm. and I'm worried about his quarterback being healthy or even playing. My other two options, I need one of three, full PPR. James Conner against Miami,
mm-hmm.
and Pollard against the Lions, who got a great defensive line to stop the running game. They're one of the best, so I'm a little concerned with Pollard.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, I'm not using Pollard. I think I'd still use Terry McLaurin, Mike. And you're right to be concerned. You know, if Marcus Mariota has to start, it's certainly not going to be as enticing with him under center. But going off of what we have here, it sounds like Jaden Daniels is going to, signs are pointing to him starting for the Commanders today. And for anyone who missed it, I started the show with it, Mike. It sounds like everything. No worries. It gives me a chance to let all the listeners out there who are joining us, you know, just right now, to know that, hey, yeah, Jaden Daniels, it looks like he's going to start for the Commanders. Now, they still have to go through all the pregame work, so it's one of those things where you're going to have to check back in as you get closer to game time. And for that, for your purposes, Mike, if you just want to play it safe, James Conner would be the guy over McLaurin, but I would use McLaurin because I think Jaden Daniels is going to start today.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Jeff, for getting me in.
No problem, Mike. As always, appreciate your patronage. 312-332-3776. Taking your calls until 8 o'clock here on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew. Let's try Jacob, who is in St. Charles. Jacob, what's going
on,
man?
Jeff. Hey, good morning, Jeff. Go Bears. Thanks for taking my call here.
No problem,
Jacob. Quick question. I've got a Terry McLaurin question, but half-point PPR flex spot. I need either Nick Chubb, which I'm not sure if I fully trust him coming back from this injury, but now with Deshaun Watson out, it's a little bit more enticing, mm-hmm. or Terry McLaurin in the flex. Who would you prefer in this matchup?
Yeah, I think you articulated the feelings that I have very similarly, Jacob. Nick Chubb, he scored the touchdown last week, so that was obviously nice to see. But, of course, the stats weren't what you wanted from him. Now, was that just a product of this Browns offense being brutal? Yeah, probably, right? But he had 11 carries for 22 yards. The one thing I'll take my takeaway from that is, though, 11 carries in his return, it's not a full workload, but it's not like they were, one, two touches, and then, they put him on ice. They gave him, a pretty solid workload. Jerome Ford is, of course, dealing with his own injuries. I don't believe he's going to play today. So, Nick Chubb, the outlook is good for him going forward. I'd still use McLaurin, similarly to what I just said with Mike from Mount Prospect, Jacob. I think that Daniels will play today for the Commanders, so you want to use McLaurin. But moving forward, I think Jameis Winston being the starter for the Browns is good news for Nick Chubb. So I think you're in a good spot, but let's wait a week or two with Chubbs and still kind of let the Browns show us before we go ahead and start them.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Jacob. Thank you for making the call. Let's try Ty, who is in Joliet. What's going on, Ty Guy?
Morning, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going very well. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking the call. I got a full PPR here. Kind of going leaning with DJ Moore here, but got DJ Moore or Pickens, George Pickens.
Yeah, so PPR for me makes it a little bit easier to use DJ Moore. Now, I will, as I say that out loud, I should also get my mind frame back in. Like, sometimes it's like knee-jerk reaction, right? DJ Moore and PPR, put him in. And mm-hmm. I should say, like, the Bears offense, I think what we're seeing with Caleb is that, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet, he's got lots of options. So DJ Moore may not be the no-brainer that he used to be in PPR. However, against the Commanders defense, that was atrocious. We'll also remember last year, they had no clue as to how to stop DJ Moore. He had his biggest game as a Bear last year. Three touchdowns, almost 200 yards receiving, right? He was just unstoppable. Pickens in PPR, not as enticing as Moore because he just doesn't pile up the catches in the same way. So even though I like Pickens' outlook with Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback, I'd still use DJ Moore today against Washington.
Perfect. Appreciate the time, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, Ty. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. Taking your calls. Up next, Justin Pottinger, my producer, gives you his daily fantasy pick of the week right here on ESPN 1000. Wrapping things up here on the Fantasy Football Show, I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. If you get your questions in prior to 11 a.m. Central, I do my best to answer them before kickoff for you. At this time, each and every week, I bring in Justin Pottinger, my producer extraordinaire, to share with us his daily fantasy pick for all the daily players out there. What do you got, Justin? All right. Yeah, guys. So this week, I'm going to go with Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jalen Waddle. He's going to be my pick this week. He hasn't been good this year really at all.
No, he is not.
It's been a really kind of boring kind of year for him. I know a lot of fantasy managers went into this season thinking he would be fantastic for your team. Probably about a second round draft pick for most people. We saw a flash of it in week one with Tua. He saw five catches for about 109 yards, right? But since Tua has been hurt, Waddle has been unable to score not even over 10 fantasy points, let alone 50 receiving yards. But guys, Tua is back this week, and I have my complete faith in Waddle, and he should be started in your lineup. In the last 17 games with Tua, Waddle's averaging 7 targets, 5 catches for 81 yards. He's got 6 touchdowns in that span as well. In the Cardinals' defense, guys, they have been horrible against the pass this year. They're allowing the 7th most pass yards per game. They've been giving out yards almost every single game. Big, big plays. And that's what Waddle does, guys. He gets those big plays each and every week. His FanDuel price this week, very cheap, $5,900. DraftKings, $5,400. I'm throwing him in my lineup no matter what, and you should be doing the Waddle celebration this week. He'll get his first touchdown this on the year this week, so put in Waddle.
Justin Pottinger fully buying in on the Tua return, or is he just kowtowing to the name the name Waddle on this station? I don't know. You know what? By the way, Tom Waddle joining the Bears pregame show this week. Moving forward, he'll be with Sylvie and Deion Miller during our Bears Radio Network pregame coverage, which, of course, will be kicking off today at 1 o'clock. You'll have Bleck and Abdallah leading you into that pregame show there with their pre-pregame show. Of course, that starts at 11 o'clock today. And then, of course, you'll have the Bears Commanders right here on your home of the Chicago Bears with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jason McKee on the call of the game. Again, kickoff at 3:25, and early word is that we're expecting Jaden Daniels to try and give it a go. So, again, Schefter, Rappaport, both reporting that the Commanders are hoping that he can start today. So that's obviously the big news in fantasy, and for all Bears fans out there, it looks like, unless they have a pregame setback, it looks like we're going to get the matchup that the NFL and CBS wanted. Caleb versus Jaden seems like that is likely today. And then after, of course, the game wraps up, you'll have Peggy and Yurko right as soon as the game concludes. And then 2 hours after they're done, I'll be back about 12 hours later from now, a little over that, with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer with the post-game coverage. So full day of Bears coverage on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. All right, let's try our buddy George in Racine. George.
Hi.
How you doing,
Jeff,
my friends?
How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Got an 85th birthday coming up.
Happy early birthday, George.
Thank you, sir. This covers two teams. I got Daniels and Prescott.
Okay.
And Tua. And they kind of overlapped the two teams. And then
Tua,
with Samuel, you mentioned as a receiver, I have to drop down to Keelan Allen. And I don't know whether I should.
So, yeah, no. George, I think you're good with Keenan Allen. I like the opportunity against the Washington Commanders today. I'll say this, George. Jaden Daniels, if he starts, I think you want to use him. The good news is if it's Daniels versus Dak, Dak's got the later game. So you're in a good position where you can turn to him if Daniels isn't active. We'll know that, obviously, a little closer to kickoff. But again, all the signs as of 7:55 a.m. right now on Sunday morning, George, are that Jaden Daniels is going to play. So I would use Daniels over Dak, but you can turn to him if he's not starting, and then I'd go ahead, and your other option, use Tua. He's back in the lineup. I feel good about using him. All right, rapid fire here. Let's try and get through as many callers as we can. Let's try Brian, who's in Gurnee. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for grabbing me. We've got a half PPR. We have two flex spots. I've got five choices.
Okay.
Tyrone Tracy, Ricky Pearsall, Bucky Irving, Cedric Tillman, and Christian Watson.
All right, so Bucky Irving expected to go. It's going to be a little, you know, touch and go with all the options they have in the backfield, but I think you still want to use him of those options, Bry. I'm not as intrigued by Tracy after last week's, you know, it wasn't a great week. It's a tough matchup against the Steelers. So even though I like his talent maybe moving forward, let's lose him this week. I would use Christian Watson, just betting on the upside. All he needs is one, you know, one long touchdown, and he kind of makes your week. So I think of those options, that's your best play.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Sergio on the South Side. What's going on? You're on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I got a PPR league, so Rashad Bateman.
I think we might have lost Sergio, but his options were Bateman or Christian Watson. You know, with Zay Flowers likely to play, it looks like I'm going to say I'd use Watson over Bateman if, though, we find out that Zay, like, again, early overnight reporting is that they expect Zay Flowers to go. If he's inactive, though, and we'll know that about 10:30 today, check on that, Sergio. If Zay Flowers is inactive, then I would use Bateman. But if Flowers is active, I would use Watson. Let's rapid fire here. I'm just going to zip through them. AJ had a Baker Mayfield versus Dak Prescott question. AJ, I would use Dak over Baker Mayfield without his two primary targets in Godwin and Evans. Let's not use Baker Mayfield until we see him get it done on the field. Mo wanted to know Swift, Tank Bigsby, or Khalil Shakir there. Mo, I would go Tank 1, Swift 2, and then leave Shakir out. And then finally, Justin and Crystal Lake wanted to know Khalil Shakir, Rashid Bateman, Ladd McConkey, or DeAndre Hopkins. Justin, I would go ahead and similarly, if Flowers is out, use Bateman. If he's not, though, I would go with Hopkins and Ladd McConkey. That does it for us. Thanks for listening, folks. Back at it later in about 12 and a half hours for Bears Post on ESPN 1000.